97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning from one of my favorite shows, period. Grey's Anatomy. James Pickens Jr. is on the phone. I feel like you're like a father figure, so I feel weird calling you James. I feel like I should call you like Mr. Pickens Jr.
Oh, please call me James. That's fine.
How often do you get called Chief?
A lot. Yeah, you know, obviously fans, they're great. And if I'm on the streets or something, especially I'm here in New York right now, so I lived here for many years, so I still like to get out and get a little New York flavor in the streets. And, you know, yeah, I get folks, hey, Chief. So that's good. You know, I'm glad I've made an impact.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to James Pickens Jr. You're a West Coast guy, right?
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, actually, but I've been out on the West Coast now almost 20 years. I was in New York for close to 15, and I got out to New York in 1990.
All right, so what's
LA in 1990.
All right, James, so let me ask you this. What's the biggest difference just walking the streets between New York and L.A.? Where do you get hassled more? Do you get hassled more in New York, or do you get hassled more in the West Coast?
I mean, obviously, New York is just—it's that kind of city where you have to be involved. You're going to be confronted whether you want to or not, just by the proximity of the city and the amount of people here, and that's where you get your energy from. L.A. is a commuter town. You know, folks are always in their cars, and you're surrounded by metal most of the day, and so when you want to hook up with folks, you got to make plans and do that. So, but to answer your question about hassle, I've never really gotten hassled. New York is New York, and you're out there and you meet folks and you got to deal with them, and they've always been very cool. And L.A. is L.A., you know, if you get hassled, it's because you cut somebody off on the freeway or something like that.
Absolutely. It's James Pickens Jr. You know him from Grey's Anatomy Thursdays on ABC. And you're in the new Queen Latifah Common movie, right, called Just Right?
Yeah, it's a wonderful feel-good film. It's a Cinderella story and great date night film. Girl meets boy, girl loses boy, and girl gets boy back again. A great story, a wonderful cast. As you mentioned, Queen Latifah, Common, myself, wonderful Felicia Rashad, Paula Patton, and the great Pam Grier. So that's a really good cast. We had a lot of fun.
So are you involved with Pam Grier or Felicia Rashad in this thing?
I play Pam Grier's husband, and we are the parents of Queen Latifah's character, Leslie. And just a wonderful family. It shows this wonderful African-American family who really love one another and are very supportive of their adult daughter, who's at a crossroads in her life romantically and can't seem to find Mr. Right. And,
all right.
James,
so in this movie, you play Pam Grier's husband.
Yes.
You forfeited your money for this role, didn't you?
Yeah. How'd you know, right? I've been a big fan of hers, obviously, from back in her days of doing all those great films from the 70s. And it's still just a very beautiful woman today and just really very gracious. We had a lot of fun. And she's an avid and passionate horse advocator, as I am. So we talked about horses quite a bit. But just a wonderful, wonderful woman. We had a good time.
It's James Pickens Jr. The movie is Just Right. It's in theaters now, of course, with Queen Latifah and Common. Talk about the foundation a little bit. You have a foundation, right? A charity?
I do, yeah, I do. My wife and I started a foundation last year, named after me, the James Pickens Jr. Foundation. And our foundation was just trying to create some avenues for kids. And kids children in general have been kind of been lowered on the priority ladder in years. And I think it's to hold society's detriment. And so my wife and I had been involved in some charities over the past few years, and then a friend of ours said, you know, you all should start a foundation. And so we said, well, yeah, why not? And how do we do it? And we found out how to go about it. We were just trying to raise some awareness and raise some funds for some particular charities that we've been involved with that have to do with kids and children's concerns. So we've had a couple of fundraising events that have turned out really well. So it's something that we're very passionate about.
Absolutely. The website for that is jamespickensjrfoundation.org. jamespickensjrfoundation.org is the website for that. You know, being what you, you know, the fact that you've been on Grey's, and before Grey's, you did a ton of TV shows and a ton of movies. I mean, you've been a grizzled veteran for years and years and years. Do you still? We talked about Pam Grier and the fact that you were a fan of hers when you worked with her doing Just Right. Do you get starstruck at all at this point? Or is it just another actor?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I still get starstruck. I've been a fan of film and television since as long as I can remember. And so, obviously, when you get a chance to meet your idol, so to speak, yeah, it's kind of awe-inspiring. And, yeah, that's the folks that I'm still awestruck by. You know, I got a chance to meet Sidney Poitier several years ago, and obviously that was a real watershed moment for me to meet him. And Diana Carroll came on our show a couple of seasons back. She played Isaiah Washington's character, Burke's mother, and I was just, you know, I was blown away because she's still, you know, she was our superstar, our sex symbol for years and years, and still a very, very beautiful woman even now, and just so gracious and stuff. So obviously, it was very, very awestruck by her. And there are others, James Earl Jones, yeah, there are a lot of them.
I was like Demi Lovato, you know, stuff like. James Pickens Jr., Just Right, is in theaters now with Queen Latifah and Common. Of course, Grey's Anatomy Thursdays on ABC. I joke about Demi Lovato, but the last episode was actually really good. And I got to say, when the show started, it was all about Meredith and that kind of crew with Catherine and the other guy and Burke and everybody leaving and then bringing new people in. I'm really glad that they've expanded your role and they kind of shown another side of you. Cause before you were just like, almost like the teacher, almost like the dad.
Yeah, I was really happy about that too. We touched upon an episode of, I think, season one, where it was revealed that he had an alcoholic past, and I thought that was really intriguing. So last year, I spoke with Shonda, our creator and producer, about that and trying to reinvestigate that. And she thought that was a great idea. So she called me last year, right around this time. We were on hiatus. She said, we want to do that. We want to look into this past, this alcoholism, and maybe try and bring it again and see how we can work it. And they did a great job, and it's really wonderful to see that he's human and he has faults, and he navigates some murky waters of life, and he's now trying to resurrect his not only his career but also his life. And I think it makes for intriguing storytelling. I'm glad they took that direction. I like the way it's been going.
James, are you afraid of getting pigeonholed as the chief? Like, are you afraid of not being able to get a lot of work once the show is over because it's been so successful?
I don't think about that much. I mean, there could be a lot worse things to be identified with.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been a great character, and obviously he's changed my life in many ways. And as an actor, if I felt that way, I wouldn't progress much. Obviously, my body of work speaks for itself, and I'm quite sure once this ride is over, all the opportunities will open up and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that part of it.
We're talking to James Pickens Jr., Grey's Anatomy Thursdays on ABC. The new movie, Just Right, in theaters now with Queen Latifah and Common, and the foundation, James Pickens Jr. Foundation.org. What do you do in your downtime? Well, like, when you're not, you said you're on hiatus right now.
Yeah.
You're promoting the movie today, but what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I've been a huge, as I think I mentioned a little earlier, I love horses, and I've been a real fan of rodeo for a long time. And
really?
I team rope. It's a Western event and rodeo out in California. And I have a horse, and I try and participate in some roping events. And as a matter of fact, my last charity event, which was back here last week of April, was I put on a big roping event for my charity, and it brought in some of the top guys in the world in the team roping world, and I was really overwhelmed by the response I got. And so it's been a great relief for me I kind of get away from the craziness of Hollywood, great therapy. I love getting outside, and even not when I'm not roping, to just get on the horse and get out on the trail or something. The solitude of it and stuff I really like. So
okay.
It's been a great therapy for me over the Chuck for the last 15, 16, 17 years.
All right, James, this is where I'm going to stereotype. So you like to do the rodeo thing. Does that mean you listen to country music?
You know what? No, I'm not a big country music listener. There's some stuff I'll listen to if I'm like channel surfing on the radio or something. But I'm a big jazz fan, so yeah, you know, if I can infuse some jazz into the cowboy stuff, then I'm cool.
if there was a jazz song about the rodeo, you're down.
I'm down. Exactly.
It's James Pickens Jr. Just right in theaters now. Grey's Anatomy Thursdays on ABC. And, of course, JamesPickensJrFoundation.org. I know you got a jet. One thing before you go. It's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
I'd probably be some kind of artist. I wanted to be a cartoonist early on. And so I think I would stay within the creative arts.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child, I'd have to say I had a little, it was a duck shooting kind of apparatus. My dad found me, and it had little ducks on it, and I had a little gun that shot little stickers, things, and you could try and shoot the ducks as they would go around. I thought that was probably my favorite toy.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Drink of choice would probably orange juice and cranberry juice mixed.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Shame.
Really?
Yeah.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Legs.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? Oh my gosh, I guess my car.
What do you drive?
Audi A8.
Nice. James Pickens Jr., Just Right, is in theaters now. Grey's Anatomy Thursdays on ABC. Their big two-hour season finale is this week. And check out the website, JamesPickensJrFoundation.org. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for the time and continued
Thank
success.
You.
I appreciate it.
Big Papa. Thanks for mentioning the foundation. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. James Pickens Jr., everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.